Shalom, it's Tuesday the 31st of August 2021 and it's the Hebrew month called Elul. We are in the final days of this month. Today is the 24th. The 24th has begun. 24th of Elul, that leaves us 6 days to the end of this month and the beginning of the festival of trumpets, of the blowing of the shofar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a very exciting time because we are celebrating the crowning of mankind on the day of creation. We are on the sixth day of creation, we're celebrating the creation, Genesis chapter 1. We are celebrating the crowning of Yahweh, the creator. We are celebrating the future rapture of the bride of Yahushua to the heavens, the holy rapture, because there will be an unholy rapture prior to that and people need to, be on the lookout and avoid it. That's what Yahushua refers to in Matthew 24 when he says that if people call you and say, "Here is the Christ, here is the Christ," don't go. It's going to be a false rapture, a false call. It will be a blue beam rapture where people will be evaporated to hellfire. So this is a season of great celebration. It is also a season of judgment because the throughout this Hebrew month called Elul, we are meant to be examining ourselves and cleaning out all the rubbish in our bodies. Our bodies are the temples of the Most High God. We're supposed to make sure the curtains inside the temples are in good order, that there's no cobwebs, there's no spiders, there's no insects. We're meant to clear it out, basically. Remove every dirt, every smell, because Yahushua is coming back for a spotless bride. Hallelujah. So the king is in the field throughout this month, examining his bride, making sure that his bride is ready for him. And then on Rosh Hashanah, he raptures the bride to the heavens. But the rapture is not this year, 2021, because many things haven't happened yet that are meant to precede the rapture. But we are meant to keep those days holy, as he, as though he is coming. We're meant to wear white. We are meant to be in prayer. We're meant to be worshiping God. We can dance. We eat. It's a wonderful day to celebrate. On this very day, Rosh Hashanah, Yah blessed Hannah with pregnancy. He opened up her womb and she got pregnant with Samuel. That's one of the many miracles that happened on Rosh Hashanah. There are many other miracles. I think the other one is to do with Isaac. I think that's the day that Abraham was visited by the three angels. And they told him that his wife was going to bear a child. And that child would be very special. There's so much history, layers of history on these days. God always makes sure that certain things happen on these days for a purpose. So for people to say that these days were done away with, they have no understanding whatsoever of how important these days are to Yah, to the extent that he has created history that is so outstanding on these particular days. Hallelujah. Praise be to Yah Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom. So let me continue with Esau. So Esau continued to pursue the life of Jacob. And as I said in the previous audio, he lost his life on the day that Jacob was being buried. And that sort of life created peace of mind regarding Esau. But unfortunately, it didn't, because Esau had put his hatred inside the hearts of his descendants towards Israel. And as a result, after the funeral came to an end, they continued fighting Israel. The children of Israel fought so many battles, so many after Jacob's death, because Esau's descendants never stopped, to the extent that they went to Egypt to look for them, just to fight them. But the good thing was, the strength that Yah had given to the children of Israel is beyond this world. Only them, 12 boys, could fight a whole army of 10,000. They didn't need an army. Just them had the strength. And because of that, the Egyptians were so terrified of them. That's one of the reasons why they enslaved them. They wanted to enslave them long time ago after Joseph died, but they couldn't, because they were afraid of the children of Israel. Those children could do a lot of, oh my God. Each and every one of them had amazing abilities. If they come together, there's no way you can win any war against them, especially Judah. Oh my goodness. They were very strong and very powerful. Judah could turn a large rock into dust. He could jump from a balcony onto the ground and nothing happens to him. To me, he's the most amazing of them all. But all the others also had strength that was unique. The way to find out the details is to read the lost books of the Bible. Each one of the children of Israel has a book of their own that they wrote. And they explain to their children what happened. But also, the lost books of the Bible give some ideas of the abilities that Yah gave to each and every one of the children of Israel. So Esau was strong, and Israel was also strong, but Israel was stronger. Now, remember I told you that when the two babies, Esau and Israel, were in the womb, Shem gave a prophetic word to Rebekah saying that, you know, Esau was evil while Jacob was holy. But there are other things that were said. And one of those things is that Esau would become Rome and Israel would remain Israel. And these would be the two greatest feared nations in the entire world. Now, what I would say is Rome and the Vatican are one, though the Vatican decided to break off. And their heart is... they hate Israel. This was proven during the Holocaust. It's been proven over and over again throughout history. If you read the book of Daniel, it sort of gives an idea. You see that statue that has the different levels, you know, of kingdoms, layers. Well, I don't know what to call it, but it represents various things. And we can see that the Roman Empire was the greatest of them all. It had a very great influence all over the place. And the Romans, they are the ones that have persecuted the people who uphold the law of God, the law of Yah the most. They have no mercy. Look at the way they kill. They kill the way Nimrod used to do it. You know, it's been in their blood for years. So their agenda is to kill Israel, to acquire Jerusalem and pollute Jerusalem. And they've sort of succeeded. Sort of, but obviously they will not win, because everything they do right now is just permission from Yah, just to make us humans to see the other side of things when the Lord allows evil to prevail. So Esau is Rome, and remember, Rome has daughters and sons, and Esau, you know, the Romans, they went and they got an idea. You remember Esau tried to get Ishmael to help him. And afterwards, Ishmael later on in history joined, the descendants of Ishmael joined the descendants of Esau to fight against the Israelites throughout history. So Ishmael's agreement affected his descendants. They eventually agreed. Now, when they were approached by the Romans to, you know, introduce Islam to them, because Islam was created by the Rome, the Vatican, you know, those popes, they're the ones who came up with the idea of Islam so that they can acquire Jerusalem. They decided to use a relative of Israel to, you know, fight them directly. And they created the religion in such a way that it is so merciless and ruthless. Now, after creating Islam, they went and they started the Holocaust, and they used, I'm told that all the Hitler, or if not all, most of the Hitler soldiers were Muslims, that were fighting against the Jews and killing them mercilessly. So, after they killed them, we all know that the Jews wanted to flee, but they had no home because their land had been taken from them. So in 70 AD, the Romans, this was sometime after Yahushua had left the earth, the Jews made a mistake and went to start a war with the Romans without talking to Yah. And remember that Matthew 24 says every stone will be turned and there will be nothing left of the temple. That's exactly what happened. The Romans breached the walls of the city. They carried people. They kicked them out, killed a lot of people. They destroyed the temple. And to this day, the temple has never been built again. And they took all the lovely items that were in the temple to the Vatican. That's why we see so much gold in that place. They also took many secrets of God to that they are hiding them there. So it's a long story, but I'm trying my best to summarize. It's not easy, but Ishmael is created, but the idea of Ishmael going against Israel all started with Esau. And that's why I always put Esau and Ishmael together. Even the issue of the anti-Messiah and the false prophet is about Ishmael and Esau. So the Pope is Esau, the anti-Messiah is Ishmael. And the dragon gives them power to do what they do. Now, Ishmael was an evil son. He was also considered evil by Yah. So what Yah says was that Abraham had an evil son and a holy son. And then his son Isaac that looked a lot like him and exactly like, in fact, they were similar in many ways, also had an evil son and a holy son. And if you check very well, all the evil sons came as firstborns. Cain came as a firstborn. Ishmael came as a firstborn. And Esau came as a firstborn. And the three of them work together. Their spirits work together. Then you've got Abel, Isaac, and Israel. And the three of them as well work together. Now, these are the main... This is the battle is between these six people. That the three people are one, the three people are one. The battle is between them spiritually. We are either on we are on one side or the other. Everyone is making their choice. That's what Yah has been revealing to me lately. And even the war in Afghanistan is about Cain and Abel, because that's the land where Cain was sent as a wanderer, and I think close to that place he killed Abel, because it's all about the Euphrates River. If you want to know the locations of these places, look at the Euphrates River. That's what the Bible says, the Euphrates River. Now, the issue now is I've heard that, you know, Israel has been, you know, made up, or, you know, stuff like that. I've heard people say that the current Israel is not Israel, it's made up and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to believe all that, because there is biblical, there has been archaeological evidence over the years to show that the current Israel is Israel, and even Yah has spoken prophetically to show that it is Israel. The only thing I'll say is that the enemy has messed up some things in the land to deceive us. So for example, where the Temple Mount is, the Temple of Yah has never been there before. Never. That place had the Temple of Baal. Remember Deuteronomy 12, I think, and Deuteronomy 14, Yah told them to go and destroy all the altars and temples of Baal when they enter the promised land. I'm not sure if they were able to destroy everything, because remember, Solomon later on, you know, brought them back. So, but that place, the Temple Mount where the Muslims are, that is one of the places where the Temple of Baal was before. And that's why the enemy will be very comfortable to build the temple and call it the Temple of Yah. And then later on, it will be transformed into the Temple of Satan. So, which is the third temple. So, a lot's going on. The Lord said he will allow an earthquake to destroy the Temple Mount. And that is how he will make way for the third temple to be built, because, you know, biblical history has to happen. Sorry, the Bible has to come to pass accordingly. But yeah, he has made it clear that the Temple Mount area is not the original location of the temple. That's not the city of David. The city of David is somewhere else. And I've come to learn that it's around the area of Jericho. I think that's why the Lord said that nobody should ever, you know, raise the stones of Jericho again. And if ever they do, they will use their children to do it. They will, you know, they will lose their children. So Esau and Ishmael against Israel. And we are on one of the sides, whether Gentile or Israel, we are choosing our side. Even amongst the Gentiles, you've got those who support Esau and Ishmael, and then you've got those who support Israel. Now, remember that judgment days, according to the Bible, on judgment day, each and everybody will either be a sheep or a goat. But Yah has also revealed that even nations, there are sheep nations and goat nations. Now, sheep nations operate according to the will of Yah. They love Israel and they try to protect Israel. The goat nations are the rebellious ones who prefer idolatry and to fight against Israel. Unfortunately, Europe is considered a goat nation. It created a European Union with the main agenda to fight against Israel and displace the Israeli people. So the European Union is considered by Yah to be a God's nation, a goat. Goats, you know, goats. And there are many others. Yah had made America, you know, to be the sister of Israel and to look out for Israel, and, you know, made it a sheep nation. But unfortunately, America has become Babylon over the years, so that one's going to be destroyed totally, as per Jeremiah 51. Well, Jeremiah, there are various chapters talking about this, but yeah, 51, 50, and then you've got Revelation 18. So there are sheep nations and there are goat nations, and it depends their behavior towards Israel matters a lot. So I don't know. I'm trying my best to explain. It's not easy, but yeah, Esau was satanic from the beginning, even before he was planted in his mother's womb. He was one of the people that denied Yah when he was given the choice to do so, when Satan fell from heaven. You know, that battle between Satan and Yah was not just between the angels and Yah, it was also between humans and Yah. Human souls existed already by that time, and they were given a choice. And when they were, you know, given the opportunity to fight, some joined Satan's side and others joined Yah's side. Those who joined Satan's side, they are destined for hellfire. Because Yah said he tested all the souls. He tested. So even though their souls are in heaven, some of them who have not yet been born on earth, even though their souls may still be in heaven, they are destined for hellfire because they made a choice. They made a choice. They chose the other side. And Esau is one of the people who did that. And so was Ishmael. So everything about Islam is a lie. It's all about acquiring Jerusalem and killing the Israeli people. That's why Palestine is there, to constantly rob them of their peace. But if only they accept Yahushua HaMashiach as their Lord and Savior, that battle will end like just like that. Their biggest problem is because they have rejected the Messiah, most of them. That is why they are experiencing all this rejection worldwide. And that's why, brethren, we need to avoid making accusations against Israel. When you make accusations against Israel before Yah, you begin to sound like the devil, and it's like you're on the devil's side. Yah hates it. He punished 2 or 3 prophets in the Bible for doing it. Hosea is one of them. He married a prostitute because he went before the Lord and told Yah that Israel is so bad, is so sinful, they are forsaken him. Why doesn't he replace them with other people? Yah was so upset and said, okay, you know what? I want you to go and marry a prostitute. And he had no choice but to do so. And this woman kept cheating on him, but he had to love her no matter what. That was his punishment. He died eventually, and I think, is it Amos that took over? I've forgotten. I think Amos too went and made an accusation, and he too got into trouble. Isaiah did the same thing, and Yah almost burnt his lips. They were bringing a hot coal of fire to burn his lips, and he ran away. This was in Isaiah chapter 6, but that is not written there, because he said, woe is me, a man of unclean lips among unclean people. And he was saying, which unclean people? So you are calling my people unclean people? Oh no. He said an angel to go and get a hot coal of fire and put it on Isaiah's tongue and mouth. Oh my goodness. Isaiah ran for his life. He was very lucky. So brethren, avoid making accusations against Israel. It is better for you to pray for the mercy of Israel than ask Yah to just, you know, open their eyes to see the truth. And then, because when I say Israel, I'm not just talking about the people who live in Israel. I'm also who don't believe in Yahushua HaMashiach, who is known as Jesus Christ. I'm also talking about people in various parts of the world who are still Orthodox Jews. They don't believe in the Messiah, Yahushua HaMashiach, the only true Messiah. There are various people around the world, in Africa and many other places. And we are required to pray for them and ask Yah to intervene and open their eyes before it's too late. So avoid making accusations against Israel. Don't dismiss them and say anything against them. Without them, we would not have salvation. We have to appreciate the fact that they rejected Yahushua for our sake, so that the door can be opened to us to you know, get to know Yahushua HaMashiach and to accept him. And then our job in turn is to pray for them that they may accept salvation. So I'll stop here for now. I hope you find these audios useful. Please continue to do Selichot. Selichot is when we say sorry and restitution. I'm going to stop here. Shalom.